The Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei has hailed the British government's decision to allow the company a limited role in building the UK's 5G network. That's frustrated efforts by the United States to lock Huawei out of developing the next generation of communications technology for Western nations because of security concerns. It's also putting Australia under new pressure, with the company arguing that Canberra is out of step in banning it from the 5G rollout here. Gavin Coote reports.
It's been dubbed Britain's first big test in a post-Brexit era. Defying pleas from the United States, Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab made a key announcement about the country's future mobile network.
We will seek to attract established vendors who are not present in the UK to our country. We will support the emergence of new disruptive entrants to the supply chain. And we will promote the adoption of open, interoperable standards that will reduce barriers to entry.
Perhaps most crucially, those vendors include the Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei. It's been given a limited role in Britain's 5G network and won't be able to supply any more than 35% of masts and antennas. The UK government's also vowed Huawei will be locked out of core parts of the network that move data around and won't be allowed at certain locations near nuclear sites and military bases. La Trobe University IT Research Fellow Stanley Shanapinda says the UK government's addressing an issue that's existed for a long time.
Huawei has been in the UK since 2003, and they're in all of the 4G networks already. So if you ban any involvement of Huawei right now, it would be to, you know, sort of like equivalent to ripping up the road. What they're doing is a compromise.
The United States had strongly urged against Britain's decision to include Huawei in its 5G network, and it follows the Turnbull government's move in 2018 to ban the company from Australia's 5G rollout, a decision security experts applauded.
There is a risk that Huawei, by building the 5G network, can then get access to the data that goes through the network.
Win Jung is a senior researcher at the Australian National University's Strategic and Defence Studies Centre. She points to the links between Huawei and the Chinese government and the fact it's subject to that country's national intelligence laws.
Now, Huawei has again denied that it will hand data over to the Chinese government even upon request, but I think that is unlikely to be true.
The Australian government remains firm in its ban on high-risk vendors in the 5G rollout. A spokeswoman says it stands by the 2018 decision and that it's now a matter for the UK government. Huawei now warns Australia could fall behind. Its Australian Director of Corporate Affairs is Jeremy Mitchell.
The Turnbull government went out very early. They were the first in the world to actually ban Huawei. And what we've seen is that not many have followed.
But others reject the idea Australia is now out of step. Fergus Hansen from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute thinks it's the United Kingdom that risks isolating itself from its allies.
In the end, they've sort of allowed economics to trump national security, and I think that's going to be a definite dent for trust in the Five Eyes intelligence sharing alliance.
Will any of these intelligence sharing arrangements be compromised now?
Well, at the heart of intelligence sharing is trust, and I think that alliance is probably going to stick together, but it's definitely eroded the trust that is absolutely an essential foundation of that. So it's a blow to it, and I think it will have consequences over the long term.
Fergus Hansen from the Australian Strategic Policy Centre speaking with our reporter Gavin Coote.